Sunset will occur at 5:35 this afternoon. This morning, sunrise time will be just before 7 o'clock. East to southeast winds at 6, making it feel like 20 below zero on the wind chill chart today. 30-17 barometric reading. We're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 7 degrees below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news from ABC is next. Sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Elon Musk's government efficiency outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax info on millions of Americans, an administration official confirming it to ABC News. Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some critical nuclear workers who were fired by Musk's efficiency office in a frantic attempt to rehire them, that according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. Thousands are without power and at least 10 are dead from violent storms with wind and flooding across the South. A tree hit this woman's house in Atlanta, killing her husband.
I put my arms around him and I said, come on, sweetheart, it's time for us to go. It's time for us to go. And before I said the last go, the house fell down on top of both of us.
Shakira canceled last night's concert in Lima, Peru, and posts on X that she had to go to the emergency room with an abdominal issue, expected to be released tomorrow. This is ABC News. Update on the case of five people arrested for the torture and murder of a transgender man in Yates County, New York. ABC's Ike Ajachi.
This is just another tragedy affecting this very vulnerable community. And the family of Sam Nordquist, they're understandably heartbroken. As a matter of fact, his sister spoke to us over the phone and she told us, quote, I don't understand why someone would do that to another person. Sam was amazing and would give the shirt off his back to anyone.
A hero praised in what police call a terrorist attack in Austria. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Officials say a 23-year-old Syrian man using a folding knife began stabbing people indiscriminately, killing a 14-year-old boy and wounding five others. Three of them are in intensive care. Many praising a food delivery driver, also Syrian, for stopping the attacker by ramming his car into him, allowing police to make an arrest.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Good morning. A check of sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Freshman Ben Tweedy scored a season high 27, leading the way for the Green Bay Phoenix over Wright State, 79-68 yesterday, breaking the Phoenix's 21-game losing streak. Led by Jamichael Stilwell's 18, the Milwaukee Panthers scored the win against Northern Kentucky 92-70. In ranked college basketball yesterday, number 20 Michigan over Ohio State, 86-83. And number 25 Maryland got the win against Iowa, 101-75. The winning total last year, 211 points. The winning total this year, 41. An NBA All-Star game like none other, since it was three games, not one. Still had plenty of flash. In the end, Jason Tatum had the dunk that decided the crown yesterday. And Stephen Curry captured MVP honors. William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders along the way. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week, but adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
For today, a high of 4 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter cold. For tonight, 12 degrees below zero with dangerous wind chills. Tomorrow, 8 with sunshine. And Wednesday, 12 degrees. A cold weather advisory will be in effect from 11 this morning until noon on Tuesday for wind chills at 20 to 25 below today, closer to 30 below by Tuesday morning. In Richland Center, currently with winds around 5, that makes for a wind chill of around 20 below. The actual temperature is 7 degrees on the minus side today. There are no delays or cancellations from the schools in the area today. One community reminder, Spring Green Community Food Pantry distribution for today is canceled. It will be held next week at 10:30 instead. Do the best you can. Bundle up. We knew it was coming. Winter. This is Riley Green.
Girl, I always pictured you'd be pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains.
Miranda Lambert on WRCO and Run. Good morning. 7 degrees below zero. We trust it was a good weekend for you. We had Valentine's Day thrown in there on Friday. Some celebrated on Saturday instead because of the roads, and maybe some celebrated Sunday because of the roads. They were no picnic, that's for sure, until maybe especially later on Saturday night as things finally stopped and were cleared off. But we had to hone our best winter driving skills. And me and the old Vibe coming home Friday night was kind of a treasure. The Vibe does all right. Except if there's snow you've got to plow through, like furrows of snow, like where it hasn't been plowed. And that was the case a couple of spaces, you know. So the Vibe doesn't have a lot of clearance underneath. I need to get some, maybe some big wheels or something, you know, jack it up like they do some of these trucks and get it way up in the air. Then it would probably do a little bit better, you know. Hey, ladies, how you doing? Phil Knee with you on a Monday. Here's Don Gibson.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea of heartbreak.
Sea of Heartbreak on WRCO. That is Don Gibson. And we'll be back with some more notes on today in just a moment.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. you won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today is President's Day, and Postal Service facilities will be closed for retail transactions in observance of President's Day today. No regular mail delivery and no mail collection runs conducted throughout the state of Wisconsin. So be aware of that today, and you'll have to mail your card to Mother coming up maybe tomorrow instead, or send in for that little Orphan Annie spy ring or whatever you're doing. Here's Eden Dahlia.
Walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my
and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. It might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message.
Cheryl on WRCO Radio, Shelley Wright, I should say, and a single white female. Paul Simon, Sabrina Carpenter opening the 50th anniversary celebration of Saturday Night Live, and Paul McCartney closed it down. The 83-year-old Simon, who has been a constant on the show since it began in 1975, was joined by the 25-year-old current pop sensation on a duet of Homeward Bound. One of the show's frequent hosts and guests, Steve Martin, delivered the opening monologue, and McCartney closed the show with an Abbey Road medley. The pop culture juggernaut also launched the careers of generations of comedians through the years, and they celebrated 50 years over the weekend as well, with a couple of different events. Actually, it debuted in the fall of 1975, and Paul Simon was the very first musical guest host. And he was back to do it again 50 years later. 7 degrees below zero at WRCO Studios today. This is Luke Combs.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, heartbreaks.
just trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I don't love. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love you anyway.
Warm greetings from Richland Center. Good morning on this Monday morning.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. A cold weather advisory will be in effect from 11 this morning until noon tomorrow. For wind chills today between 20 and 25 below zero, closer to minus 30 on Tuesday morning. Today's actual temperature will only rise to around 4 degrees. It is 7 degrees below zero.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO, WRCE News. First of all, it is an on-time morning. There are no delays or cancellations from the area schools. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. 47-year-old Virgil Thew made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court on Thursday. Thew, already charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba and two girls ages 12 and 13 at their New Lisbon home late last year. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft of items that occurred Thursday evening at approximately 7:15. Two male subjects entered the Farm and Fleet store located in Dodgeville. The subjects eventually left the store and placed the items in an unoccupied vehicle in the parking lot. The vehicle then later left westbound on Highway YZ. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is looking for assistance in identifying two male subjects and the vehicle involved. There were additional unidentified subjects in the vehicle. Stolen items consisted of a steel chainsaw, an M18 Sawzall, an M18 Hex impact kit, and two M12 heated jackets. Please contact Deputy Dylan Aide or Sergeant Lynn Gunderson with any information that may help with this investigation. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out just before 4 a.m. Saturday morning to Hornet Hive Drive. The concession stand near the Avitus Rip football field was on fire. Fire units were able to contain the fire to mainly the roof and attic area of the west end of the building. There was major damage to the structure. Five units and 26 firefighters were on scene for 2.5 hours. Also assisting were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Police Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Electric Cooperative. No injuries were reported. There's only one statewide race on Tuesday's primary ballot in Wisconsin. It's for Superintendent of Public Instruction. The constitutional office charged with oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The position is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent Jill Underly is seeking a second four-year term. Underly previously served as superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District. Challenging her are Jeff Wright, Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent and former Democratic candidate for state assembly, and Brittany Kinzer, an educational consultant from Milwaukee. Voters will narrow the field to two on Tuesday for the April general election. Residents in the town of Buena Vista will also have a local primary election for town supervisors. Five candidates are vying for two spots. Names as they will appear on the ballot are Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. Other positions up for election in the spring general election include Clerk Melissa Allen and Van Nelson, and Treasurer Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway. Wisconsin's second oldest prison that was built in the 1800s would finally be shuttered under a new plan from Governor Tony Evers. The plan proposes sweeping changes to the state's correctional system without building a new prison, as some lawmakers have long called for. The roughly $500 million proposal, made public on Sunday, would be subject to approval by the Republican-controlled legislature. Lawmakers have backed some aspects of the plan in the past, but Republicans also have repeatedly blocked initiatives by the Democratic governor. Evers says his plan is as good as it gets. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office was called to investigate a reported road rage incident that allegedly occurred south of Viroqua Friday night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Justice William Kelly, 49, of Cuba City, as the result. At approximately 6:30, the dispatch center received a call from a motorist traveling on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection of State Highway 27 in rural Viroqua in the town of Franklin. The caller reported that while following another vehicle, that that motorist discharged a firearm multiple times from their vehicle. The caller described the other vehicle, but was no longer following it. About 5 minutes after the initial call, the sheriff's office received a second call from a motorist indicating that another vehicle contacted the rear of this second caller's vehicle. The second caller was forthright about having a firearm or firearms in the vehicle and will wait at a convenience store on the south side of the city of Viroqua to file a report. The Viroqua Police Department, including the dispatcher, immediately assisted the sheriff's office with the investigation ongoing at different locations. Evidence led investigators to believe the two calls were associated. There were children in both vehicles. No one was injured. The second caller was identified as 49-year-old Justice William Kelly. He cooperated with the investigation, and a firearm was recovered from his vehicle. Justice Kelly was transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center and booked on potential charges of second-degree reckless endangering safety. Kelly is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court today. The Vernon County Department of Human Services, Child Protective Services assisted, and the children were released to responsible person associated with them. Postal Service facilities will be closed for retail transactions today in observance of President's Day. There will be no regular mail delivery and no mail collection runs conducted throughout the state of Wisconsin. Although there will not be a regular mail delivery today as a holiday, Priority Mail Express is delivered 365 days a year and will be delivered on Monday. Normal delivery and collection schedules will resume on Tuesday.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
A high today of 4 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter cold for the day. West to northwest winds will be between 8 and 18. And then tonight, 12 degrees below zero, dangerous wind chills that could be ranging in that 30 below range by tomorrow. A cold weather advisory is in effect from 11 this morning through noon on Tuesday. Tomorrow's high, 8 degrees. Also for Wednesday, 12, Thursday, 19, and then warming toward the weekend, 25 by Friday and 31, the projected high for Saturday. Right now, it is 7 degrees below zero.
Hey, this is Dave Graham with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. Whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Sports time today, sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of weekend sports, details on the upcoming week as well, with the WIAA basketball releases for girls basketball. Their tournament begins 1 week from tomorrow night.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This past weekend saw WIAA regional wrestling tournaments around the state. Regionals for the girls, super regionals for the boys. For Riverdale over the weekend on Saturday, 7 sectional qualifiers, including regional champions Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. Also advancing for the Chieftains were a pair of seniors, Chase McGuire and Talon Childs, and a pair of freshmen, James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson. Ithaca Weston is advancing 5 boys to the sectional, including Regional runners-up, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. They are joined by teammates Ashton Bennett and Mac Neef, the latter of whom returned to the lineup for the first time since mid-December. Ithaca Weston also has a pair of girls who advanced from Friday night's regional at Richland Center, Briella Granger and regional champion Kaylee Manning. Also, Kickapoo LaFarge has six girls who advanced out of Friday night's Richland Center regional, Maddie Townsend, Mariana Miller, Emerson Miller, Mara Hubley, along with Grace Anderson and regional champion Lorelei Young. Richland Center advancing girls, including Valerie Favre and regional champion Madeline Muller. River Valley qualified four girls for the sectional, Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and regional champion Montana Joles. Also, in area action from over the weekend, the Richland Center Hornets hosted a Division II Super Regional Saturday. There were 14 teams representing seven different conferences. The Hornets were able to advance five individual boys to next weekend's Wisconsin Dells Sectionals. They are Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelinek, and Ethan Bindall. Also, from there, we check out some notes on the teams that were involved and teams that will be moving on to the team sectional this coming weekend. GET Melrose Mindoro was the top team, Lodi the runner-up at Richland Center. At Dodgeville Super Regional, Fenimore was the top team, followed by Belmont Platteville. The Dodgeville Regional Saturday, the Dodgers advanced Blake Faust, Shane Rochon, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hakan Peterson to the sectional. River Valley will be represented by Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle as well. Team sectional coming up tomorrow night at Prairie du Chien High School. GET Melrose Mindoro will wrestle Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore will take on Lodi. Division 3 at Mineral Point, Aquinas wrestles Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point will take on Royal Oneewoc Center. Those matches at 6, with the winners to follow. WIAA girls basketball pairings have been released. The tournament starts next week. Richland Center will be at Broadhead on the opening night of the girls' tournament. River Valley will be hosting Dodgeville among the first round games. Also, in Division 4 action coming up next week, it will be Riverdale with a home game against Parkview, and Iowa Grant is playing at Lancaster. And in Division 5, the Ithaca Bulldogs will be home against Highland next Tuesday night. Several other teams involved, including Boscobel at Belmont on the opening night of the tournament, and Hillsboro will be hosting Royal. Kickapoo will be hosting Plum City Elmwood. Also in area sports, girls basketball going on tonight. We'll have coverage from Richland Center High School as the Hornets play host to Boscobel. In an area girls matchup, Wazika Steuben will play at Viroqua as well, and Westby at Mauston. Boys basketball tonight, LaFarge at Royal. It's also Kickapoo at Seneca for a makeup game, Ithaca at Cashton, Cassville at Riverdale, Dodgeville at Darlington, Boscobel at River Valley, and Platteville at Mineral Point. Led by John Tanjay's 32 points, the Badgers upset number 7 Purdue Saturday, 94-84. Tanjay scored 22 of those points in the second half. He did a lot of the heavy lifting while Wisconsin scored 11 straight points to take the lead. The Badgers host Illinois on Tuesday. Elsewhere yesterday, Michigan was a winner over Ohio State, 86-83, and Maryland all over Iowa, 101-75. Brewer top pitching prospect Josh Knoth will miss the 2025 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Knoth was picked in the first round of the 23 draft out of high school. The scouting report notes his 96-mile-an-hour fastball and strong secondary pitches, a curve, and a slider. He missed time last season with a sore elbow and wound up pitching just 84 innings. Also in sports from yesterday, William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders. He went on to win for the second straight time. That's an update on sports. Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale. sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
100.9 WRCO.
Thicker than a rack seal, thicker than a hair, thicker than a left key, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high rise, gimme, 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 little right.
Hey ladies, left what's that Georgia shimmy, boy shimmy, say about shimmy, us country girls?
Bell bottom high rise.
What is something about?
Gimme, gimme, shake gimme, it. Little
country girls.
Shake it for me,
shimmy, shimmy, shake it for me,
bell bottom.
Lauren Elena on WRCO Radio, she made a Hallmark movie a couple of years ago that was on. It's been reran a few times. I've seen it a few times. The Hallmark Channel runs, pretty much simultaneously day to day. But sometimes I've seen the movie, sometimes I've not. But it's usually not hard to pick up on what's going. Even in the last, 15, 20 minutes, you can kind of figure out it. But one of those things where you really don't have to think about too much. Those are the best kind of programs. It is 7 minutes before seven. We'll assemble our amazing staff and I don't know if we'll have any amazing jokes for you, but it is joke day today with old Hank Bray. He'll stop by a little bit later.
If winter weather means you're spending more time indoors, why not make your space more inviting? Well, Macy's is here for you. Our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to refresh your entire home. 20 to 60% off. Up to 60% off new furniture, mattresses, and more. And when you come into Macy's this weekend, you can treat yourself to an extra 20% off clearance throughout the store. Whether you're in the mood to refresh your home or wardrobe, Macy's has the President's Day deals you need now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs benefit pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30. Captain America Brave New World is infusing some blockbuster cash into the North American box office. The Walt Disney Company said yesterday the film earned an estimated $88.5 million over the weekend. By the end of today's President's Day holiday, it should hit $100 million domestically. Second place went to Paddington in Peru, the third installment of the beloved franchise, which finally opened in North America this weekend with an estimated $13 million. There's always a scary one. Sony's slasher Heart Eyes landed in third place. Fourth place went to Dogman. Over the weekend, folks escaping some of the cold weather, especially in the Midwest, to see a film. Ready to run. Here we go towards 7.
When the train
dance.
Here we go.
Get ready for the Irish jig. You know, that's only a month away, St. Paddy's Day, right? Today, Monday, February 17th, it's time for a news update sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consignment clothing for the whole family. It is 7 degrees below zero, the wind chill around 20 below at times. It is an on-time morning. There are no school announcements this morning.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones.